Hey everybody, you know, sometimes we are just at work thinking about things and talking about a lazy day. Okay, so today we have a listener on the Social English Podcast who's made some mistakes, and we're going to help them out in our English Repair Shop episode. Listen to that right after this.
皆さんこんにちは。毎日少しずつ社交に使える英語の上達を目指すソーシャルイングリッシュポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はぜひもっと自信を持って英会話してみましょう。 Are you ready, Percy? Let's go!
Yes, hey everybody, Percy here. Welcome back to the Social English Podcast. Thank you, Hikari, for that introduction. And everyone, minasan, minasan. Yeah, we're here and got some cool stuff for you to listen to on your ride, on the train, on the bus, or in your car on the Social English Podcast. I know you miss me. I missed you too. So let's get into it. Yeah, today's another English Repair Shop. We are going to listen and help fix the English of a listener. First, I want you to listen to their mistakes carefully before we fix them together. And of course, I'll give you some pointers and things like that. But first, listen to this from my buddy Ko.
全ての英語修理店のエピソードと同様に4つのパートがあります。パート1では英語を勉強している日本人が間違って言ったことを正確に聞くことができます。パート2では会話型のソーシャルイングリッシュスタイルで正しい英語を聞くことができます。パート3ではパーシーはあなたが同じ過ちを犯さないようにするために彼が重要だと考えるヒントをあなたに与えます。パート4でパーシーは正しい英語版を高速で自然な速度で言います。このようにしてネイティブの速度で英語を聞く練習をすることもできます。
That's right. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have four parts. Okay, first you're going to hear the original wrong English. I want you to listen to this very carefully. Listen where you can hear the mistakes, and then in part two, we're going to have the correct social English style. So we're going to have the correct English, but in a nice, easy, slow, conversational, social English style. And then in part three, we are going to have the tips, help, hints from me, okay? Tips and hints. My advice on how to not make these English mistakes in conversation. And in part four, we are going to have the fast English, the English, correct English at a native speed. I hope you are ready for this so we can get started right after this.
今日のソーシャルイングリッシュのエピソードは19または上級のスキルレベルで英語を勉強している人々を対象としています。初心者の方はゆっくりとエピソードを聞いてください。頑張れ。
Okay, let's get started with the listener's submission. This is the listener's incorrect English. Let's get going. Here we go. Part 1. It is sad that Japanese people spent a lot of time sitting. I'm an office worker. At work, I spend almost of my time sitting. It only moves for a few minutes. So recently, I try to move once every hour. Okay, so First, I want you to take a few seconds and think about how you would fix that English. Then I'll be back and give you the corrected social English version. Okay, so I'm back. Let's go right into it and see what we can do here. So, here is part two, the correct social English, or the corrected English in a social English conversational style, okay? Here we go. Okay, let's welcome you back here. Let's fix these mistakes and dive into this submission. Here is correct English. It is said that Japanese people spend a lot of time sitting. I'm an office worker. At work, I spend almost all of my time sitting. It only I only can move for a few minutes. So recently, I've been trying to move once every hour. Okay. So let's go ahead and do part three. Again here, let's do part three. These are the tips and hints and tricks. Let's talk about these hints here for this particular, submission. Okay. How can we improve this? First off, instead of spent, we should use spend, S-P-N-D, because we're talking about a current habit, something that we do currently now. So we'll use spend, not spent. Also, almost of my time should be changed. Change it to almost all of my time. Why? We do this to show that it's most of the time, and it only moves should be changed to I only move, to make it clear who is doing the action. It is an inanimate object, just a object, a thing, while I is a human, a person. Okay, so we want to use I in this particular submission. Okay, so you want to take that and listen to that and try to use that for yourself. Okay. The last thing is try to move should be I've been trying to move. Okay. We want to show that it's something you're doing now, recently. You've been trying to move. So not try, but try. I've been trying. Okay. So change try to been trying. Okay, I've been trying to move. Okay, and again, we want to do to show this is recent. Okay, so now let's go to part four. This is the native speed. Okay, so now we're going to do our native speed, our fast speed of English, to get you to use English that's at a more native speed, and use this to practice listening. How you can practice listening to English by native English speakers. Okay. So, here we go. We're going to go through this correct social English version again. But now, again, we are going to, or I'm going to talk at native speed. Okay? So let's do it two times so you can listen to it clearly. Okay, here we go. It is said that Japanese people spend a lot of time sitting. I'm an office worker. At work, I spend almost all of my time sitting. I only move for a few minutes, so recently I've been trying to move once every hour. Okay, here it is. Once again, please listen carefully. It is said that Japanese people spend a lot of time sitting. I'm an office worker. At work, I spend almost all of my time sitting. I only move for a few minutes. So recently, I've been trying to move once every hour.
この章を気に入っていただけたら、5つ星のレビューをぜひお願いします。
Okay, everybody, guess what? Now it is time. It is time for you to practice. I want you to choose one phrase from today's episode and try using it in a conversation with a friend. It could be the phrase, almost all of my time, or the phrase, I only move, or the phrase, I've been trying to move. Okay, go ahead, try it out, and give it a shot. I want you to practice this with your conversational avatar or a friend, hopefully an English-speaking friend, if you can. Now, before we finish and wrap it up today, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and hit that subscribe button to stay updated with more episodes of the Social English Podcast. Follow us on our social media. Leave a message. I will respond. Your support means the world to us. Peace and love. And in our next episode.
今日は楽しい時間をありがとうございました。ぜひ私たちのウェブサイト realsocialenglish.com を訪問して日本語訳と役立つ情報を手に入れてください。また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。See you next time. Bye bye.